Hey, family, welcome to a new episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button on whatever platform you're on. That way you can stay up to date with the latest content that we have. And if you are returning, welcome back. And just want to kick it off. We have some exciting news that our coaching sessions are now live. So in the description, I will put that link below. That way you can sign up. First three people that sign up will be eligible for a free consultation. So again, the coaching link is going to be put in the description of this video. So you want to make sure that you click that link, you sign up, you complete all of the necessary forms. And then once you do that, you will be eligible for a free consultation. Okay. So you want to make sure you do that because, you know, soon as many people see that, they're going to start to sign up. So you do not want to miss that opportunity, especially if you've been thinking about getting any type of assistance, been thinking about some health goals, but you have found them challenging. And so you want to make sure that you jump onto that. And you may also want to take advantage of that because tonight we're going to be discussing why many people may find it difficult when it comes to losing belly fat or just body fat. And before I get started, I usually always like to start off with some definitions because I think they can really help as it comes to breaking down this particular area that I know many people find challenging. Some people have in so many ways just given up, said, what is the use of even trying to lose this belly fat, this body fat? It really doesn't matter. I'm still living, so what's the use? Well, the use is the data, the statistics, and many people who continue to be diagnosed, hospitalized, even pass away from just obesity or just having an excess of body fat and not realizing that just because one person may not suffer from it does not mean that it cannot claim the life of another person, especially when you do not take it seriously. So my goal is to just provide you with the information as I always strive to do, but I hope that you will take something away from it. And again, that it can be helpful. So one of the things that I will start off by saying is that when it comes to body fat or belly fat, there are two types of fats. And most people may think, well, let's say if you have like an arm and you have a lot of fat here, most people may think that that fat is the same as the fat inside of your body. And there are just differences. So one difference is you have what is known as visceral fat. And then you have another term that is known as subcutaneous fat. Subcutaneous fat, okay? Multi-layered word, but when it comes to visceral fat, this is going to be the fat that basically encompasses the abdominal organ. So it's basically the fat that you will never even notice. You don't even know how much fat that you have inside of your body or even beneath your abdominal muscles. So you don't even really know that. Now, when it comes to the subcutaneous fat, that is what you can actually grab or hold. Okay, so this is going to be the fat, whether it's above your waist, which some people may call love handles, but this is going to be a little bit above your waist, okay? Lower back, the side where you may have like that, it's kind of like an apple shape or whatever you may call it. This is going to be an example of the subcutaneous fat. Again, if you notice some excess here, that is also subcutaneous. Why? Because you can actually grab that. You can't see the fat in and of itself, but you know that that excess is fat. And that would be the subcutaneous. Now, the thing with both the visceral and the subcutaneous, one with the visceral is a person can actually be, can look or seem like they are lean or even skinny. Never worked out, but they can look like they are skinny and it may seem like they are healthy. However, a person or another person may never know how much visceral fat they have because you can't see that. That would take usually a type of high expensive equipment, such as like I'm not sure if it's a X-ray or even a imaging test, like a CT scan, or even doing an MRI, that can actually determine how much visceral fat you have. So for most people who may think I'm healthy, you know, it seems like I don't really have to work out. You never know, again, how much visceral fat you have. And that can also be important to know, because not knowing how much fat you have, you could have so much fat there that it could be causing issues, and you may never be aware of it until you start to notice some symptoms, which could occur in the latter stages versus you just being able to get some tests done and being able to prevent it from getting so advanced. So with anything, you always want to make sure that you get routine checkups, even getting some specialty tests to make sure that nothing is occurring. Because again, you can feel normal about anything, but we never know exactly what is really going on until we start to notice a symptom. And sometimes that symptom can actually be from an issue that occurred years ago, okay? And now it's advanced to where it's hard to really get it resolved to where it could have been. So that is just something to keep in mind. When it comes to a lot of the belly fat, the subcutaneous and the visceral, you know, one of the things why it's important to reduce that, limit that, is because of obesity, because of different health issues. You know, the statistics, unfortunately, not sure if you're aware of it, but they have been going steadily up year over year. And I noticed because when it comes to the cost of healthcare, as well as inflation and the cost to see a physician, as well as the number of people that may take up hospital beds that could be that's likely related to obesity or just issues surrounding having excess body fat, that has been steady going up. And I also noticed because of just seeing restaurant prices. So, you know, this is just me sharing this information with you, because a lot of times we may just think things are kind of one way, but I want to give you pretty much a global overview of the things that I noticed. And this is why I say that this is important, because what may seem like it's okay is not really. And so again, going back to the topic, when it does come to people wanting to lose belly fat, one of the things that I noticed that many people struggle with is their diet, the nutrition. And there are many categories or layers that contribute to having difficulty with a solid nutrition plan. You know, some can relate to overeating. So whether you have a meal, but you're just not satisfied from it, and you tend to overeat. And then the type of food that you are eating in your diet. And it would be one thing if you say, you know what, I'm just going to have a serving of this. Now, even though it may not be healthy, having one serving may not be enough. Sometimes people may want to do one and a half or even two servings. Some people may get three servings. For you, three servings may not seem like that much, but when you start to calculate the numbers, especially like calories, the fat, the carbs, even the protein, a lot of that can add up. And so once you do that over a course of time, day by day, so if you continue that same pattern, and again, this is just simple math. If you continue to eat, let's say, two servings worth of food that, again, may not be healthy, or is high in sodium or fat. Again, if you do that every day, and let's say that you've been doing that, I don't know, 5 years, could be 10 years. Again, when we do the math, it doesn't take long to realize that, oh, something is going to start to either show, or either I'm going to have to go to the doctor more often, because there are going to be some issues that I may encounter if I don't change. Now, I'm not saying that you will have issues, but there's a likelihood that you will, especially when it comes to the nutrition aspect. I know that, you know, again, when it comes to a lot of restaurants, advertising, it can get very challenging, especially if you're hungry, you didn't do any type of meal prep, and you're just trying to find something to eat. And one of the things that I noticed is that a lot of people are not aware of what they should eat, how they should eat, okay? They just know that I need food, but what type of food? How much do I really need to get per day? What are some of the food groups that I need to focus on? And sometimes a lot of that goes out of the window, especially if you grew up and you saw the food table or the chart and different, elements when it comes to the charting and how people remember that. And one thing that I will say is, you know, once we get this in alignment, the nutrition part, that is going to help, again, with the belly fat, okay? Because the nutrition is going to take a good chunk of the belly fat off of the table. So once we address the nutrition, as well as sticking with a nutrition plan, then that is likely going to start to deal with some of those problems. But that is not the only area. So when we also think about, you know, some of the other reasons why people may struggle with losing belly fat, again, like I said, we talked about nutrition, and then there's a consistency aspect to it. But also, I would say the physical. So consistency ties both into nutrition and physical. So when it comes to physical, a person may say, you know what, I just need to do more sit-ups. That's partially true. The reason why I say that is partially true because doing sit-ups alone is kind of like you're just focusing on one part of the body. Now, you can do sit-ups every day. You can do 100 sit-ups a day. And I'm not saying that you won't see progress. You likely will see progress. But the goal is this is only just one part of the body. When you start to move other parts of the body, it becomes more, I guess, worthwhile for your body as a whole. Because you're not just targeting one part of the body, there could be other muscles that's like, hey, let's get in on this action. Let's get worked out too. And so I like to think of it as like a full body workout. Yes, we're going to do some abdominal exercises and we're going to push ourselves because otherwise you're not going to be able to lose as much body fat, especially if you have a lot and you're already over the limit when it comes to being overweight or obese, in which I was myself. I think I was overweight, not obese, but I was overweight. And so what I did was I had to, again, really fine tune, like, hey, let me, you know, really find a nutrition plan that works well for me. Okay. And let me stick with that. And the way that I look at it is this is a lifestyle, okay? So it's not me just getting on for like a month. This is just a lifestyle, what I incorporate. But the other part, like I said, with the physical, is we don't only just want to focus on the midsection, okay? Because you can do all of the core abdominal exercises, but there are also some other things that you want to do to help maintain that progress. So I like to always think about, like, I don't just want to only focus on one part. Like, yes, we can focus on that, but let's get the whole body involved. And that way you also notice some good changes because blood not only flows to the midsection, but it flows throughout the other parts of the body. And so when you have blood that is flowing, you're working out from your biceps to your quads, your calves, your midsection, that is going to also just produce more blood flow, okay? And it's not only just going through your midsection all the way up to your top part of your body, but this is also just going to go all the way throughout when we incorporate a full body regime or workout. So that's how I like to think, is not only just focusing on the midsection. There could be a day where you say, you know what, I'm just only targeting the midsection. But you may also say, hey, why don't I just incorporate some cardio? So we can do abs, but let's also do like, I don't know, some pull-ups and or some burpees, something like that to incorporate a another element so that way we can get the best value, okay, so to speak. Another thing when it comes to losing belly fat is patience, okay? I know that there are many ads, there are many different, I guess, promotions that may say, hey, you can lose this amount in a week or even 2 weeks or even a month. And granted, you could do that. You could do that. But again, a question that I want you to think about is, how do I maintain? How do I maintain that progress? Okay. How do I make sure that I don't retract back to where I was trying to avoid in the first place? And that is a question that, you know, some people don't really think about. And they find themselves, you know, once they do go through a program with this for a week or 2 weeks, they start to get upset because I haven't seen any results. Been going to the gym, and it could also be coupled with not really wanting to work out. And you feel like I've been given the best that I've been given, and I'm not seeing a pound on this weight scale. It is driving me crazy. I don't like this. And what typically happens is that there's a lack of patience or of really understanding, like, hey, this is a process. The way I like to think of it is, if it took you X amount of years or even months to be in the condition that you're in, how much time are you willing to give in order to get out of that condition or even to be in a better place according to your goals? And that's how I like to, you know, for people that think about that question, because otherwise you could be, you could have a false expectation that may not be applicable to you. It may need to be custom, personalized, because your body type, or I wouldn't even say body type, I would just say also your personality, just your makeup. It may take you, let's say, 2 months to see the results that you want. Everybody is different in terms of the mentality, in terms of the physical ability. Not to say that you couldn't do anything, you can, but when it comes down to this, these are just some of the areas that I've noticed that people struggle with. Obviously, stress can play a role in belly fat, because when you're stressed out, hormones are created, and this can lead to the production of just so much, okay? Even accumulation of just fat that accumulates because you are stressed. Hormones are released. The hormone cortisol is released into the body. And then again, fat just tends to accumulate in the belly portion. So stress, is it good? Not really, okay? And if you're stressing for a long period of time, this is also not going to help with that belly fat reduction, okay? So I want you to keep that in mind as well. Also, going back to the exercises, doing exercise is important to have proper form, okay? Again, whenever you're doing any type of exercise, it's important to always have the good form, because you don't want to be doing something for a year and have been doing it wrong and realizing, you know what, I could have had like better success had I been doing this correctly. So you always want to make sure that we do that correctly. Some few things I would say is drinking enough water. And so this is going to be important, especially when it comes to belly fat. The water is going to help just flush out so much. One of the things that it can do is flush out a lot of toxins in your body, especially when you are waking up in the morning. And once your body has gone through just detoxifying, that water is just going to help to just clear out whatever was there. Now, it's not basically just cleaning your whole body, but it's essentially getting rid of whatever is in the pathway out of your body. It can also help with the sodium level. So if you were consuming a lot of sodium, drinking a lot of water is going to help flush that sodium out of your system, whether it's through sweat, whether it's through your urine, it's going to flush it out, especially if you're drinking enough water. But also the water is going to help transport nutrients throughout your body, okay? And those nutrients can also help when it comes to reducing that body fat, okay? As well as helping you to feel full. So you may say, I feel hungry right now, and you've eaten a meal, but you just need to drink some water. That's all we need to do, just drink some water. And that water is just going to help you with, again, feeling full. So that way you're not overeating. Going back to one of our first points is you don't want to overeat, especially when you've eaten a meal, okay? You don't want to overeat. You want to have some discipline with your body, okay? Poor sleep can also affect that. If you're not getting enough sleep, this can also have a certain relationship with stress, because your body has not gotten the proper care that it needs. So you may wake up feeling tired, feeling sleepy, and you could also feel slightly stressed because you're tired and sleepy, and that's not good. So again, these are just some of the factors when it comes to why you or someone that you may know find it difficult to lose belly fat. And again, understanding, you know, like I said, the definitions of visceral fat being the fat that is going to be surrounding the organs in your abdominal area. And then the subcutaneous is going to be the fat basically underneath your skin. So it's fat that you can basically feel. So a little bit above your midsection, your waist, that is an example of the subcutaneous fat, or what some people may call back fat. That is also an example. It's fat that you can actually feel, that you can grab, hold. But if your goal is saying, you know what, I want to lose some belly fat, you don't want to hold on to too much of that, okay? We want to reduce that. And so make sure that, again, if you're checking out this video, make sure you take it back through some of the areas or the tips that I shared earlier, areas, because they are going to be very key. Again, nutrition is going to take up a significant part when it comes to losing belly fat, okay? That is going to be a significant part. And then the physical portion is going to be vital as well. But the nutrition, it takes up a major part when it comes to that. So make sure, again, if you're checking this out, make sure you take it back, review it as many times as you would like, share with someone, because again, I can tell you from my experience, having an excess of body fat and then losing that, okay? I can tell you that it is a process. It is a process. For each person, it can vary. That process can, but it does require some patience. It does require some tangible and intangible skills. And so once you really do those, then you'll find that it's quite easy. Again, once you start to implement each of these aspects, again, like I said, nutrition, fitness, lowering stress, increasing your water intake, etc. So again, if you like this video, make sure you give us a thumbs up, heart, whatever platform you're on, make sure that you support us, because we appreciate that. And drop a comment if you don't mind. And before we log off again, I want to just share a reminder that we do have the coaching sessions available. They will be available in the description. So make sure that you are among the first three people that sign up to take advantage of a free consultation. So how do you do that? You got to click on the link, sign up, follow the prompts, make sure that you fill out all of the required forms, and you will be eligible for a free consultation if you are one of the first three people that sign up. So if you are watching or listening to this, you do not want to delay, because the people will sign up and you will say, you know what, I'm going to sign up for this tomorrow. And then you'll find out that somebody took my spot. Make sure you do it right now, because it's worth it. Okay. So with that, again, make sure that you check out the link show us some love, make sure that you support us. We appreciate you. We look forward to continuing to share more and more services and announcements with you. And the way that you can stay up to date if you are just checking us out is you have to subscribe whatever platform you enjoy listening or watching us on. Make sure that you subscribe, stay up to date with the latest content. And till next time, we'll talk to you later.